We were the central point of Vayetze is the Sulam, and Rabbeinu Bechaya, we've seen Rabbeinu Bechaya last time, and there are quite a few more shittas. We're going to see page 190, the Ramban shita and other shittas. The Ramban says, "Ve'eru kuyisbarach nitzav al sulam umaftiach liyakov atoch gedolu lo dio shulo yebiad malachim aviyechelik Hashem yeimo tamid k'moshama bina anoichi imcha v'shmarticha b'chol asher telech." So the Ramban says the dream is bigger than the ladder and the malachim. The Hakadosh Baruch Hu runs the world through hanhagis that have a certain mechanism. It's true physically, it's true in ruchnius. And the malachim, the rungs of the ladder, symbolize the step-by-step approach, what's called in other sfarim mishtalshelus, and the malachim going up and down are, malachim are when HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world through a system, then it's kind of coming from the world above, but it has in itself some sort of structure. But the truth is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is beyond that. And that's like Ein Mazel Yisrael, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can overcome the Mazel. And the Mazel exists, but it can be overruled and overridden. And that's the Pshat. He looked, he saw a ladder. He saw angels going up and down. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu was standing on top of the whole thing. So Yaakov is really the one who sees past all the steps to HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. That's Ramban. Now Ramban has another pshat. Valdat Rav Lezer Gadol. He brings the picture of Lezer. Hoisa Zeis Hamarik Inyan Bein Apsar Lavram. This was a type of Krisus Bris with Yaakov. Ker Eyu Memshelas Arba Malchus Umalosam V'Yidosam. He showed him the Dalad Malchus going up and down. V'zeh Tar Malachet Lekim Kosham V'Daniel Sar Malchus Yovan Paras and so on. Amru Chazal said the picture of Elazar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed him the Dalad Malchus Moishlon Ve'Avdon, their rule and their disintegration. Hareu Sar Malchus Bavel Oilash Shivim Ukim Yoyred. He saw the Sar Malchus Bavel go up 70 steps, go down. Hareu Sar Malchus Mode Oilash Hamishim Ashtayim Ukim Yoyred. He went up 52 steps and went down. These are the amount of years they ruled. And he saw Sar Malchus Yom Oile Meir Shmoinim Ukim V'Yoreid. Where Eyu Sar Malchus Edoim Oile V'Yoreid. Then he saw the Malchus Edom go up and not come down again. Amal Yaakov Achal Shoil Torid. Like, I mean, does that mean we're lost because he seems to be there forever? Amal Kadosh Baruch Hu. So the general point is, the way Ramban Lezer Pirkei Avot is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu paved our road of development and realizing ourselves and so on through the Mahalach of Dalad Malchus. The road takes us through every corner of the earth and through every tzara. When you see it beforehand, you know that this was expected. For instance, if somebody tells you, if you're traveling someplace and you've never seen it or you've never heard anything about it, just know how to go, and all of a sudden you go into a place that kind of looks very scary, seedy, crime-ridden, and people kind of wiping your windshield and people this, that, you become very, very terrified. Imagine somebody tells you after driving 10 miles, you can get to this area that's really decrepit. You're going to get guys coming and they'll be wiping your windshields and begging for money, and they don't open the window and just keep going. And about 10 miles afterwards, you get out of it. And then you'll start traveling someplace. It's so steep that you're going to wonder if the wheels can hold on and so on. It's comforting. It helps you feel comfortable because you realize this is not a derailment, it's just that the rails happen to go through some very strange places. HaKadosh Baruch Hu forged a bris bein apsarim with us vis-a-vis the Dalad Malchus. He said, he told Avraham Avinu, this is the road you're going to have to travel, and I will be with you every step. And with Yaakov, it's an affirmation of it. Okay, next, the next one is the Drasha Saran, and he explains the whole Indian of the Malachim as being as demonstrating the Ma'ala Rat Yisrael. So he says, Kishir Madregas for Adam Asim in Vuach Mishnei Dvarim. A person can see a cholam in one of two Madregas, either a dream or a Mara, a vision. Both of them include all sorts of metaphors. And Kenya Yaakov, now he's going to explain Yaakov. Shenema Vayakum Vide Sulamut of Arza and so on. Vihine says, it was a metaphor for what? Or Hoyaze Hamoshal Loidio Milos Artisrol Asharatus. He was teaching him the Mile of Artisrol above other countries. She asulam ashimene yalo shamayim atzadikim ashenikor malach elikim. Eretz Yisrael is the connecting point to go up to shamayim to Takadosh Baruch Hu. Ve ki elu hoya lahoyris loy ki kolos nase ba'aretz amentzos hamalachim viyamoshul. He says, I have a raya for that. Because if the purpose of this is to show me Hanoga Shemayim, Malachim should go down first and then come up. Why does it have the way it has it? But Kork's the other way around. We're talking about the road through where the Kenekat Shvach goes out to Israel. Mnei ze ama olam v'yardim boi, ki efshe sheti alil atzadikim etzufa. Why is it olam v'yardim? He says because there is not a direct route where you just keep progressing. This route is extraordinary. So it's really something that a person should review 100 times. The road upwards is a seesaw of sorts. A person cannot be a constant ole. A person has a part of himself that looks to strive upwards, to become more spiritual, and a part of him that looks downwards. As long as the person is in a body, he's not going to be all striving to go upwards. It also needs to take care of itself. Any physical occupation, to eat, to drink, to take care of businesses, and so on. I was reading. They uncover things. There's a star. They found a letter from the Arizal to somebody, who requesting payment for a business deal. And it's kind of shocking. You know, the Arizal is in all the lamas. But the Rizal support himself. He has some business, and he needs to collect the dues. That's part of it. As long as we're in this world, we need to eat. We need to worry about breakfast. And it's true that the bigger person is, the less he's involved with it. But at the end of the day, the body it goes up and goes down. I want to add a point to this, that it's something which, you know, there was talk. Once upon a time, the army wanted to draft the Yeshiva Bachrim during Ben Azman, and they should get training, army training. So the was rejected by the Rosh Hashivas at the time. The official reason was because the Bein HaZmanim is part of the Zman, and it's sanctified and so on and so forth. Everything is Sivei Yeshiva and it's Kaddish and so on. I'm not sure what the real reason was. There might have been many other reasons and good reasons, but I do think there's a validity, and I think it's important to understand it. If you don't, you can rearrange the furniture. you can have more time in learning and less time patch kitting. But 100% is 100% failure. If you don't give the right breaks at the right time, where a person falls back a bit, he's not going to go forward. We are not ruchnistic beings, and yes, there's the occasional exception, there's the chaznish, there's and the chaznish also wants to beach occasionally. I mean, there are real physical needs, whether it's taking easy, whether it's schmoozing, whether it's eating, and other things. The chachma is to be honest with yourself and not to allow it to, it's always like a tug of war, not to allow it to creep forward. But it is there, and a person has that need. The need is not just the food of eating. We could do that with intravenous at night. But it's the need to be osik in Yanei Olam, and depending on the person. So a wise chinuch system has time to patch also. I was involved with Russians in Eretz Yisrael when they first came, and there was a cadre of Russian Balei Tshuva and Yuma Lights, phenomenal, very, very nice. And we tried to give money for different things, and a friend of mine approached one of the big supporters for money. He wanted to make a Friday kolo. And the donor refused, and he said the following. He said, you need time during the week to take care of things. He said, if you'll pay them well on Friday, he said, learn, they'll take care of it on Thursday. It's not, we're not going to win-win. It's not, when I was growing up, one of the earliest miser jokes was somebody, two misers were speaking about how they save money, and one of them said, you know, I decided that one of my great expenses is feeding the horse. And it's a shame to waste so much money for food for a horse. He said, what I did was I slowly weaned him off food. And guess what? He said, you know, I almost had him down to zero and the thing goes and dies on me. He said, all the things. So a person needs to give the goof its due and understand that the real Aliyah works with Aliyah and Yerida. That goes back to Eretz Yisrael. He says, and he showed him what Eretz Yisrael, Verlas, Hashem spoke with Lios, and so Yekor Beino. Lios Magamosala Achas Yisus Nasham. Once he gets married, he should go to Eretz Yisrael. So, by the way, this also gives us, when we try to speak about the milas of Eretz Yisrael, it's one of those things where it's so, quote-unquote, obvious that people feel it's a waste of time to talk about it. It's not. Ran is telling us, the mile of Eretz Yisrael is that the sense of how the Gashmias turns to Ruchnias, how the mundane activities become elevated, is in Eretz Yisrael. And even the Chayichul in Eretz Yisrael has Kedusha to it. Vodiyo Od, Ki Mitzvah Eretz Yisrael Otzara Shmir Michele Tzeizmir Eretz Yisrael. And then he also was telling him that when you leave Eretz Yisrael, you're going to need a lot more Shmira. When the Torah says the word until, it has two meanings. In other words, that's the end of what will be there before. Sha'ad means Sha'ad Moira Shahe Shuvon Leishav Sham Oid. Bazar Derech Hurov Achav Mikra. The word Ad is usually up until and not further. So the Ad signifies it will last that long, but will not last further. The Im Shadov Akoidem Yishayev Shimashach Yoisim Shigazaisa Ad. So the word ad can also have, I won't say the word opposite meaning, but a meaning radically different. So for instance, if I tell you, Yoni, I'm giving you a job starting January 1st, and you're going to have a very, very nice salary. So you might reply, that's great, but you know, I've got to eat until January as well. So I'll say, okay, I will give you until January and further, obviously. In other words, the until means also filling in that gap. It's not only until, but filling in the gap as well. You know, don't worry, I'll be paying you until that time, and then once it's in place, then of course. So he says, our Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I will be with you until you come back to Eretz Yisrael. What he meant was, now I will stop, but I will, you know, even on the road to Eretz Yisrael, I will also be with you. Okay, the next piece is an Akedah. And the Akedah is a bit lengthy, we'll try to shorten it to fit the timepiece, the time constraints. The Akedah is also trying to explain what exactly going on over here in the dream. What is the dream? So he brings a medrash. Avua says it's a mashal for a prince that was sleeping in his bed. When a zvuvim shechna lo, there were flies all over him. His nurse came and she began nursing him. The flies ran away. So too, malach lekimu olam b'yardim, and when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was in his gala, they ran away. So it's a very focused mashal. But what exactly is the nimshal? So the Akedah says the following, a very different shot. Kemoy sheyichuyav al koach hamidame lehachzim harin yosef nemosa sezer yosef. Kein yischayev ze asech lehachchish tzat mishpat v'dino ne'roas aloikis and so on. He's making a statement here as follows. When a person's tfisa is naturally with his senses. So if I show you two lines and I ask which line is bigger, you look at it and your eyes find this line to be bigger than the other line. But if the seichel comes into play and it tells you clearly that it's not like that, then you go with the seichel even though your senses tell you differently. So if you take out a ruler and you measure it, so they have these optical illusions. We have two lines exactly the same size, but one looks much larger than the other because of the way the arrow's pointing. So you say, yes, I still think A looks bigger than B, but I've measured it, and it's not like that. Or if I tell you, if let's say I want to see, we go to a magic show, and I see a guy levitating a lady, and then he cuts her to two. My eyes see it, but my seichel says it's absurd, and it just doesn't, and it doesn't accept it. So seichel trumps physical, what the senses seem to be absorbing. Just like that, Devar Hashem trumps seichel. So lemashal, let's say, you know, instinctively I would say that Seichel says Nisim are impossible, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu can make it possible. The old shaila that they have, you know, if my cat damages somebody, am I responsible? And if my child damages, am I responsible? The answer is the cat, yes, the child, no. It doesn't seem to make any sense, but the halacha is like that. So just as a Seichel is a better determiner of truth than is senses of a person, so too is Dvar Hashem more than Seichel Adam. And he says, HaKodem Yizbaya Tachtes Habir Miharbit Varam Zochrum HaChokrim Shamedam Nisfas Aleim. He says the reason is, why is it the Seichel better? Because being that your senses are physical, they're not always accurate, because the sense of something is interpreted in a certain way, which is not the abstract truth. Also, he says, he says, the same thing is, if you ask yourself, if you don't have information with the senses about what the stars are made of and so on and so forth, it's also, the senses seem to deny what the Seichel says, and therefore we prefer the seichel over the senses because it's less physical and so on. The same thing that Keda says, it is the seichel of a person is also not all-encompassing. And therefore, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes and reveals things to us, Ruach HaKodesh, Nevuah, Torah, those things trump what the seichel thinks. I want to add a point. Science and philosophy are built on an axiom that has no real proof. Just, I guess axioms don't have proofs by definition, but it's the pillar everything stands on. For instance, we know that our senses can't be trusted. Stars look like tiny drops, and the truth is they're huge. So, but seichel is absolutely trustworthy. And all the things that appear to us to be, it must be that way, are absolutes. So science and philosophy, in the sense that this is the absolute and only truth, is built on that the seichel is pure and mighty, and that's it. Now, as a scientist, I don't have a problem with that, because science says, listen, we're not into metaphysics. I mean, we're dealing from the point of view of science. Seichel is going to be the ultimate arbiter of everything, and that's what it is. So, okay, you know, that's the metzius. That's what science is built on. Science is the comprehension of the seichel of the world around it. But it's not. It doesn't have to be that way. There are a lot of things in science today that we begrudgingly think is true, but it's. I mean, the seichel doesn't make heads or tails of it. You know, certain parts of quantum physics seem to defy the laws of conservation of matter and energy, and there's some very dochik to rutzim, but we accept it as such, even though seichel really would reject it. We as maminim don't reject seichel, just like the scientist also somewhat trusts his eyes unless he overrides it. We trust our seichel unless HaKadosh Baruch Hu overrides it. So he says, so just like the seichel is stronger than the body senses, so too, especially as the Shaykh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu ways are above a person's ways. The Rabban Shal Nevi'im Bika Shalem, Moshe Rabbeinu asked, Ephes Katzeo Tira Bekulay Sira, that you see some of it, but not all of it. Shasechol Anushesh Nikonel El Aros and Avuris, Levatel Dayet of Lizios Nevi'im. A person's mind needs to bow to the emes of Nevuah. Meshavu V'feirish Lev Moshe Vaisa Moshe Vaseichem. So he says it means either denying it, or understanding, reevaluating what you understand and putting a different perspective. And he says next paragraph, we're going to be skipping a little bit because it's time constraint. A person's, after he has the emes, he reshapes the seichel, restructures the seichel. Just like the Havlo scientist, if empirical evidence came in very different than what he thought should be right, he will adjust the equations to fit the empirical evidence. Now, what is he talking? What's the point? It's all leading up to a point. He says the concept of a Shechina being in a specific place is something Seichel rebels against. Why should a little rocky hill as big as a football field, literally in somewhere in the Middle East, be the place where the Shekhinah dwells and the person calls HaKadosh Baruch Hu? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is all over the place. And why would he, how do you put him down in a 2x2 on a rocky place someplace in Eretz Yisrael? At least maybe Manhattan or something like that, but in Eretz Yisrael. So he says, Omnam, next page on 194, the Boz Kenegetzeh Aralokis Vechiwas Rasi Purim. It's not coming. So he says basically this was the issue that Yaakov had. We're going to establish as a mikdash here. It's something which Seichel is totally bewildered by, and Nevuah is telling him this will be the makom hashoras shechina. So he says, so it wasn't really coming to say, no, you're wrong, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't fit in two by two, but it came to teach him a deeper point, things that he didn't understand yet. And he says that since HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to understand certain truths, and he wants to imbue in us things that the mind in itself doesn't understand totally, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mezgalet to us to understand it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is galet to Yaakov to add this understanding to him. And he goes on to explain the concept of place, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though he doesn't... he has no place whatsoever. He brings all the psukim d'akeda, where it says clearly there's no makum and so on. The last paragraph, 194. Why? So why did I create a situation where everything that happens happens there? He says, I did it for the people there. Kimelach shematik shvasim aratztoyv yimamloch leiktana veratzvzeiro. So he gives a marshal. You know, when they pick a place, where would the president be? Where would the king be? So you would say, okay, the nicest, finest, fanciest place. But occasionally the king says, you know, this province is underdeveloped, really in a bad situation. I will open an office there and come there in person to give it a certain boost and so on. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a situation where there would be a more manifest version of closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a specific place because people needed that. And we need a place where we can say, this is closer, this is better, this is more Kaddish. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu created that in order to allow us to realize ourselves. And he says, that's in the Pasuk, he's going on the Pasuk in Staftari Lane by Rosh Chodesh. Hashamayim kisi v'arzadim ragli. It says, the heavens are my chair and the earth is where I put my feet on. And then it says, velze abit. But who do I pay attention to? El oni necheruach v'chayr al-dvari. So the normal Pasuk, it means, the normal pshat means, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is contrasting. I am great and mighty, and yet the person that I'm interested in is the humble and unassuming. His learning pshat is the reason why I've made a chair, quote unquote, for myself. In other words, a focus place is to be able to relate to this ani in cheruach. In order to be able to reach out to him, I need to become more than just all-encompassing infinite, I need to be able to say, this is a place where you will find a greater connection. And then the final paragraph, he says, he said, Yaakov Avinu had already learned a lot, and knew a lot, and understood a lot about HaKadosh Baruch Hu being one and only and so on and so forth, but now HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to add something and say, yes, I am above time and place, I am beyond space, and all that is true. But I also chose to put my Shechina down in a place that people can access it and be and relate to me through it, because they need something like that. So what your understandings of what's right is not wrong per se, but I've overridden it. And I've created an entity that does have boundaries and fits into space and time for the tachlis of being different people. Okay.